to live in that little place in the back in Seminole. George lived upstairs. The guy we called Ben.
Yeah.
He works for the Atlanta Zoo. We all got shit faced one night. George said, "Let's go down and let all the lions out." I said, "Man, you're crazy." I said, "If we can let the monkeys out, that'd be cool."
Here's how it came about, a little 5 points. We got apartments all in the same building. There was like 10 of us. And it was Red Story and his wife, but there was two soldiers living there from Fort Benning, the one here in McPherson. And they were in Little Five Points, living there, studying roaches. They had bottles with roaches. Not hot.
Yeah.
And that's how we got.
I never knew those guys.
Ben? Pat Powers was Ben. He's a newspaper writer now. But we picked lemons together in Arizona. We were freight bundles. But Ben's brother was one of the soldiers. That's how we found the apartment. So we rented about 8 apartments in Little Five Points. This was what, maybe 70? Early.
That was early.
They still had the Redwood Lounge, you know. And
that's when I was living in that old rundown place on Piedmont.
That's right.
I took that over when you left. Me and Vicky lived there for a while, and then we stayed there when we first got married.
The Little Five Points, I swear, when I first went into the Redwood Lounge, I told you that story. I was getting a job.
That was that place on the corner, wasn't it? They called the Point.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah, I remember that place.
No, that was Peeler's. That was Peeler's.
Oh. That was Peeler's, yeah. It was the
okay.
Redwood is a Little Five Points pub.
Yeah, it was okay. A Little Five Points pub. Now it's
where's the yacht club up there?
It's down the old pharmacy.
Well, there's a guy. There's a guy that I work with occasionally because he works for my company. And I got his name on this list. If you can Google him up and find him, he hangs at the yacht club all the time.
Who is it?
His name is...
We probably know him.
You had to ask. I got it written down.
We'll get that out, yeah.
And,
anyway...
His parents used to stick him and his brother in the daycare center over 12th Gate. He could tell you all kinds of stuff.
The daycare center at 12th Gate, that's a new one on me. Wow.
They had everything.